This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America's auto enthusiast program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here today for another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by one of my favorite guests. He is the originator, the executive producer, and host of Motor Week. Of course, that is television's original automotive magazine on both PBS and the Velocity Channel, just to name a couple of the outlets that you can check out the show each and every week. And John Davis is standing by to tell us all about the Driver's Choice Awards for 2017. Along the way, if you have a question for myself or for John, don't be a stranger. Dial us up at 855-660-4261 or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com. That one should work fine. If by chance it doesn't, bob@boblongradio.com will also suffice. We want to say hello to all of our great listeners on AM 800 CKLW, Windsor, Ontario, Detroit, the Motor City. And speaking of the Motor City, what a better way to segue into Motor Week. I have been watching Motor Week since its inception and always enjoy having this gentleman on the show. He is without question one of the most esteemed automotive journalists in all of the world. He is the one and only John Davis. John, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks, Bob. Glad to be with you, and I can never live up to your billing, but I do appreciate it.
Let's talk a little bit about the Driver's Choice Awards. You've been doing this annually since 1983. Does it seem like that long ago?
To be honest, no, it doesn't. I mean, the fact that we're even in our 35th year of the awards and 36 years on the air, it doesn't. But, you know, time flies when you're having fun.
That's right. 36 years on the air. They say in the radio business, kind of like a, you could say the same thing for television. It's kind of like a dog's life. 1 year is equal to seven in the real world. So,
well, I'm not that old. And you aren't either. So.
No, that's right. You, of course, were also a integral part of another famous show, which is a financial show. Tell our listeners a little bit about your association with Louis Rukeyser's show.
Well, I had the honor of being producer and then executive producer and then senior executive producer of Wall Street Week with Louis Rukeyser, which was on for more than 30 years on public TV, and I joined that show in 73. And it was in the process of doing that show in 78 when I became executive producer that I had a chance to develop Motor Week, and that, of course, went on the air in 81. And so I was doing both shows together for a long time, really right up until Wall Street Week went off the air. So I had 30 years with it, and I've got now 36 years with Motor Week. And so here we are, and like they always say, Bob, where does the time go?
I know. It is so true, John. So we've got lots to tell people about. So let's begin by telling everybody about the Driver's Choice Award for the best small car. I have this vehicle for my weekly press drive this week, and I have been extremely impressed with it, John. And all I can say, talk about a vehicle that has come a long way since the first ones we saw here in North America.
Well, yeah, we're talking about the Honda Civic, of course, and this year. And I assume, Bob, the one that you've got, the hatchback, is that correct? Would that be right?
Yeah, absolutely, the hatchback trailing edition.
We gave the Civic our award last year for best small car because the new generation Civic so impressed us in every way. Of course, being the first Civic to actually also go turbo. And this year we gave it to them again because of the hatchback being additioned. And a lot, most people don't realize that the hatchback is actually imported from Europe. It's actually built in the UK. And it just, it's even more of an interesting car than the Civic was before it, largely because of its more outrageous styling. I mean, it finally really gets the Civic into a situation where you really notice it when it comes down the street. The car handles very well. It's very European in its manners. Just all the way around, we think that you cannot do better than a small car. I think that this is the first Civic that actually moves beyond just being great, reliable, dependable, enjoyable transportation. It's actually got, as a whole lineup, I'm talking about, it's got a lot of spark.
It sure does, but this hatchback variant has a lot of emotion and has a lot of passion, as you say. When it comes down the street, a lot of people ask me what kind of car is it. They had no idea that it was a Civic, and gotta love that turbo engine and that CVT. A transmission that in the early years was not exactly the favorite of most journalists, but the way this Civic bangs off gear changes of that CVT is a remarkable.
Yeah, it's all fake, but who cares, I guess. You know, we're not fans of CVTs, but if you've got to have one, this is, I guess, about the best one. I mean, there are a couple others that might give it some challenge, but they've done a very good job of making you not feel it's a CVT, unless you're just tooling around town and the engine starts really revving more than it should. Mm-hmm. But most people, I don't think they care, and they don't drive that way anyway, so... if you've got to get a CVT, the Civic is certainly an acceptable way to get it.
John, let's talk about the best family sedan. There was a time when there weren't that many great players in this particular category, but these days we're lucky. Even though sedans are not selling, people are more moving towards the crossovers. But what a great crop of family sedans, and the one that you've chosen here has a little resemblance to Aston Martin.
Well, yeah, we're talking about, of course, the Ford Fusion, and our specific reason this year, not only did they do a nice job of doing a mid-cycle refresh, but the Fusion Sport impressed us as much more than just a trim package, first car in its class with an adjustable suspension. I really think that Ford stepped out on this, and it is really sad that the mid-size family sedan market is collapsing, I think is probably a reasonable word. We've already seen Chrysler pull out. I think you're going to see others pull out of that market in favor of crossovers, because when it really comes to driving, these cars are far more enjoyable, and the Fusion Sport is really the closest, I think it's the closest certainly Ford has ever come to doing a mid-size sports sedan, with the possible exception of some of the Taurus SVOs back in the old days.
That's a good point, John, and lots of people should really hear what you just said, and that's the fact that if you're considering a crossover before you kind of follow the herd and go that way, you should drive one of these modern-day family sedans like the Fusions, because they are so much better handling. They're so much more fun, if especially if you're an enthusiast.
You're absolutely right, Bob. I mean, if you're driving it primarily as daily transportation and you've already got something in your fleet to haul big stuff in, you know, it's certainly a great candidate. And if you must have something that will work as hard as an SUV and you don't need all-wheel drive, takes us back to that Civic hatchback. It's got a huge amount of room in there. So, yeah, a lot of life in the car business yet, I hope.
Absolutely. When we come back on the other side, we're going to tell you about the best convertible, best luxury sedan, best sports sedan, best sport coupe, and much more. John Davis is with us, the host of TV's Motor Week. We're talking about the Driver's Choice Awards.
Two lips touching together. Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We're in luck because we've got one of the best with us, John Davis, the host of television's Motor Week. It's the original automotive magazine for TV. Nowadays, there's lots of automotive television, but John is the man who pioneered it back in 1981 and started doing the Driver's Choice Awards in 1983. And John is always one of my favorite guests here on the program. John also was one of the co-founders of the North American Car of the Year and Truck of the Year and now SUV of the Year. And John, I certainly think that was a great move to separate the trucks from the SUVs. It was getting a little too complicated.
Yeah, I think that finally the NACTOY board, which I'm no longer a member of, I think they basically made a good decision, and I think actually the awards are flourishing now because of that.
Yeah, absolutely. One of these years, I hope to get on there. Let's talk about the Mini Cooper convertible, the winner of the best convertible for 2017.
You know, when we went in to pick the best convertible, we always kind of try to look for a four-seater for obvious reasons, and there aren't that many of them out there, certainly that are affordable. But I do think the Mini Cooper convertible stands out. It's not only the new chassis it's on is absolutely terrific. The new series of engines, the 3 and 4 cylinder, do very, very well. You know, you still get that go-kart handling aspect, but it's also a quite safe convertible. It's roomy. It's versatile. I really can't just say enough good things about it, and also one of the least expensive 4-seat convertibles you can buy.
And as you said, John, this is a really fun car, go-kart handling, and it's you know, it's got a personality and a whole lot of style, so no wonder it took home the Driver's Choice of the Award for 2017. Let's talk about the best luxury sedan, and I remember being at the Mercedes special little preview of this vehicle at last year's Detroit Auto Show, which talked a lot about autonomous driving, and sure enough, the E300 has some autonomous features built in.
Well, it does, and you know, we always have a bit of a quandary when it comes to best luxury cars, because it covers such a broad price category, so we're always, of course, looking for something that's relatively modest, and I think that applies to the E300. But you hit the nail on the head. When it really came down to it, we were very, very impressed by the semi-autonomous driving features it has. They are, frankly, I think, probably the best out there, which is not to say they're perfect, but I'm not a huge fan of the autonomous driving situation we have at the moment. But if you are looking for all of the features, including emergency braking, wrapped into one package that you can use as at least hands hovering over the wheel system on long trips, the E300 is the best. Plus, it does everything else that you expect of a luxury sedan. Great comfort, all the amenities, very, very quiet. It's a terrific package.
It sure is. Let's talk about best sports sedan. This is a difficult category. There are so many great players in the mix here, John. Which one ended up being chosen as the 2017 Driver's Choice Award?
The new generation Audi A4. It's just an overachiever, any way you look at it. It doesn't look that markedly different than the previous generation, but it handles even lighter than before. You get all of the exceptional standards that you expect of a European sports sedan in a front or all-wheel drive package, and you do it with, frankly, one of the finest interiors that's on any car at any price today. So, again, we now call these categories, in most cases, you know, best luxury sports sedan, because they all seem to be going that way. But if you want to basically, you don't have to spend a huge amount of money on an A4. You can go in and get the base car and get one of the best handling four doors out there, certainly the best handling for the price.
And when you stop and think about the brand Audi, go back to 1981, 1983, go back to the late 80s where they had the unintended acceleration problem. Talk about a brand that has turned around 180 degrees and is a full-line manufacturer now.
I don't think there's any. I mean, it's amazing they survived that whole unintended acceleration aspect as well as they did. But, you know, that's such ancient history. It will go down as a blip on their radar. And today, I think most people that buy them probably had no idea that even happened. Again, Bob, that's an area where you and I are showing our age, I think.
Yeah, we better watch that. Let's talk about a vehicle that you spotlighted on. I think it was 3 weeks ago. I haven't had the chance to drive the ZL1 Camaro, which is the top-of-the-line Camaro, at least for the moment. Al Oppenheiser is a good friend, the chief engineer of the Camaro. I love the best sport coupe category. Again, it doesn't sell in the numbers that it should, but talk about a golden era. I mean, you can't go wrong whether you're getting a Camaro with you're getting a Mustang variant, or whether you're getting a Challenger, a Hellcat, or whatever floats your boat. But this new Camaro is very special. And John, tell me about the ZL1. What is it like?
Well, Bob, I guess again the Camaro won 2 years in a row because they keep ratcheting it up. And granted, it's just the latest salvo in the pony car wars. But, you know, when you stuff the most powerful Corvette V8 into a Camaro you can find, that's pretty impressive. And right there you stop and say the ZL1 really is an amazing car. But they did so much more than that. They actually followed the same recipe that they have done with Corvette and have, I think, vaulted the Camaro with this particular model into a global class where it can stand on its own against any sporty coupe in the world. And I don't say that lightly. After we had already picked this car, we had a chance to take a ZL1 to a racetrack and live with it for a week. And not only did it perform flawlessly, but it was actually even kind to things like tires that almost never last on a racetrack and brake linings. So I give kudos to the GM engineers. They've done more than just make a powerful Camaro. They've made a car that can, frankly, just make any car enthusiast smile from ear to ear. And, you know, it's going to be fun to see what Mustang comes up next to battle it.
Absolutely. Looking forward to the Shelby GT500.
And you mentioned, you know, what's going over on at Chrysler with the new Demon coming out. I mean, who knows where this is going to end?
I know. It's just great for arrested adolescents like you and I.
You got that right.
Absolutely love this class of vehicle, and hopefully one of these days I'll get a chance to get behind the wheel of that ZL1 with the same horsepower rating as the Z06 Corvette.
Yeah.
650 horsepower.
Same engine. They didn't have to detune it or anything. But the important thing people must realize is they made the rest of the car match the engine.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's Big Agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis.
If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Today. How to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
It is television's original automotive magazine, Motor Week. John Davis, host, executive producer, creator of the program, is with us. And what a great website, John, you've got for Motor Week. Remind folks about the website and also remind folks about the different distribution channels that you have today in 2017. You've grown a lot in that category as well.
Well, you have to keep up with what's going on, of course. MotorWeek.org is still our main website. You can also reach us through pbs.org/MotorWeek. You'll find us on, we have our own YouTube channel where we're doing up to 2 million hits a month, I'm happy to say. We're out there on just about every social media platform you can find. Of course, our main play of the show is still on the 240 public TV stations that we're on around the country. But if you fail in that mode, you can see the show slightly delayed on the Velocity channel, and their main showing is every Tuesday night at 7:30 Eastern Time.
Perfect. Let's talk about another one of my favorite categories, best performance car. And again, you know, we're living in the golden age of performance as far as I'm concerned, and I understand that the vehicle that you've chosen, it's a vehicle that I haven't had the chance to drive, but everybody who I know who has driven it is absolutely astonished.
Well, it's basically, we've all been complaining that, you know, the potency, the lightweightedness of the original M3s, you know, is sort of long gone, and we've been hoping BMW would find a way to bring it back, and they have done that with the new M2. A lot of people say, well, why do you have a performance car category and you have a best sport coupe? Because they're very different. The sport coupe usually ends up going to one of the pony cars. The performance car, a world class, and really where price is not a particular concern, The M2 and other European cars seem to fall into that category better. Very high-strung little pocket rocket, but an amazingly great car, 365 horsepower, inline turbo six, a lot of the things that remind you of an old M3, but in a very tidy package. We hope that this category is not going to fade away with time, because cars like the M2 is one of those cars that you really, really want to put into your own stable. Go win the lottery and buy an M2. That's what I tell people.
Great advice. Let's talk about the best eco-friendly vehicle. This vehicle has won lots of accolades, including the North American Car of the Year Award. And the vehicle is from Chevrolet, and it's called the Bolt.
It's called the B-O-L-T Bolt, 238-mile range. Here's it very simply. For a long time, I and a lot of other writers and a lot of people that want to buy an electric car say, look, to make them really practical, you've got to do something about range anxiety. That means at least 200 miles of range, and you've also got to get the price to where it seems affordable, let's say under 30 grand. The Bolt has done it. It did not Tesla Model 3, like everybody that doesn't know about cars keeps thinking is going to happen. The Bolt is there, a very practical five-passenger, situation. You can get three people in the back seat. It's got the shape of a small crossover utility with a big hatch so you can carry a lot. But more than that, we call our awards the Driver's Choice Awards, and the Bolt actually is enjoyable, i.e. fun to drive. It doesn't drive like just some battery sled. And for a little under 30 grand, if you can take advantage of the federal incentives, and more than that, if you've got some state incentives, it's a terrific car. It's now for sale in California and some of the northeast states, including our home state of Maryland, and it will be for sale nationwide probably by mid-year, I would expect.
Great news and a great choice. Let's talk about another favorite category. You mentioned lottery tickets. Certainly, if anybody out there listening or yours truly was lucky enough to win the lottery, not only would I buy that M2, but I also would indulge and buy one of these dream machines. Three winners for 2017, including the return of a great Japanese sports car.
Yeah, we always pick three of these lottery-type cars, and this year, Acura NSX that you're referring to, the McLaren 570 GT and the Porsche 911 Turbo S, but let's go to the NSX. Let's go to the NSX, because it's amazing. Here for $200,000, okay, a lot of money, but you're getting the kind of technology that you would pay well over $1 million for a European exotic, and that in that aspect, the new NSX has stayed absolutely true to the original NSX formula, which was a high-tech exotic that is highly reliable for a price that is basically a fraction of what you would pay for the same technology elsewhere. I must tell you, the car made me the best driver I have ever been because of its electric torque vectoring in the front and still a powerful six-cylinder in the back. And an interior that, while it won't knock your socks off, it's businesslike and it's well done. I just think they did a great job.
Yeah, I noticed you went on the introduction of that vehicle, and you had a big smile on your face, and rightly so, because this is really a knockout. A few publications, a few websites have knocked the steering, but let me get your take on the steering, John.
I think they're smoking something, because I got to tell you, it's an augmented system, and so therefore you may lack some of that traditional feel, but you've got to balance that against what the car is capable of doing. I would wager to say that not one person who knocked the steering could basically take that size of car around a road course as fast as it is capable of going without having all of that electric assist and the torque assist. I found the car extraordinarily forgiving, and some people don't like the fact that cars like this have so many electronic nannies, but if you're really looking at state-of-the-art technology in an exotic car, that same kind of aspect is pretty much all across the landscape. There have been some quips about, oh, it's not the fastest. Well, it's also not nearly the most expensive. It's 20% of the price of a comparable electric and electronic augmented hybrid, like Ferrari and so forth. So I'm very high on the car.
Excellent.
I think everybody has to find something to knock, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Very true in 2017 in particular. Let's talk about the ever-expanding McLaren lineup of vehicles. This used to be a very, very small brand, but they're getting bigger and flexing their muscles here with the 570 GT.
Yeah, I think a lot of people were surprised that we like the GT so much. After all, it's pretty much very similar to the 570S, but we thought it was a little bit more civilized. The interior is a little more luxurious, and if you had to drive an exotic car on a routine basis, we liked it. And again, somebody said, "Wow, you're getting a little soft." Sure, if I've got that kind of money to put into a car, I'd like to have something that's not going to beat me to death all the time. I want to drive it. And excuse me, I think the differentiation between the 570 GT and the 570S is just that. It's kind of ludicrous sometimes to call these the entry level of exotic cars. They're out of my price range and most everybody else's. But people that are into exotic cars are increasingly looking at McLarens because they seem to offer a little something different. And frankly, getting back to what we just talked about, the NSX, it's a little bit more of a little rougher around the edges, and thus, therefore, it makes you feel a little bit more like it's slightly a throwback. But I would put the 570 GT up against any other car on the road.
The final Best Dream Machine winner is another vehicle I haven't had a chance to drive yet, hopefully one of these days. But if you love 0 to 60 acceleration, when we come back, John Davis will tell us about the third Dream Machine and how fast it scoots from 0 to 60. You're listening to Auto World. Don't go away.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on the road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If your car is no longer covered by a manufacturer's warranty, repairing it can break the bank.
Rebuild, replace transmission, $3,200. Lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild, replace engine, $2,400.
Truth is,
once your warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent.
A vehicle service contract just makes sense.
And a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty makes the most sense. Many other companies hit you with a large down payment. With Toco, there's no down payment. And with Toco, you can pay as you go with affordable payments. Don't waste another minute. Pick up the phone and call Toco right now to start saving big money on expensive covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle. The monthly price for most plans, about the cost of a tank of gas per month. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-721-4928. That's 800-721-4928. 800-721-4928.
Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by WarranTech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody. I had the pleasure of seeing Billy F. Gibbons and ZZ Top last night. Got a few minutes with Billy. Never enough. He is a true car guy. Got a great book called Rock and Roll Gearhead. We're talking with John Davis, the host, creator, executive producer of television's Motor Week. And we're talking about Dream Machines. I love this category. Every year, John and his team pick three, the Acura NSX, the McLaren 570 GT, and the third choice is one that we've seen on the list before, and if you love 0 to 60 acceleration, talk about a spaceship ride awaits you, and available only these days with PDK, the automated manual gearbox.
Well, when you can return a 2.8 second 0 to 60 time and do it all day long, I don't think you can complain about having an automated transmission. You know, 580 horsepower, all-wheel drive, instantly hooks up. And again, one of those rare cars that you can take to a racetrack on a track day and campaign it with street tires and still drive home and not worry about, taking all the tread off. I think a 911 Turbo S or a Turbo has been on our Dream Machine list probably more than any other car over the years.
Yeah, well, that's true, John. And there's a practicality to it. I know some people in the Northeast, fortunate CEOs and lawyers and folks like that, that own this vehicle and drive it year-round with its all-weather capability.
Yeah, but I would put on some different tires, though, if I was going to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, if you afford the car, you can afford a different set of tires.
Absolutely. You're right about that.
Let's talk about the best small utility vehicle. At one time, the Honda CR-V was indeed a very small vehicle. It has grown a lot, but it has certainly improved a lot as well.
Yeah, you're right about that. I mean, it's actually got more cargo room now than a midsize Acura MDX. But for a compact SUV, they keep making it better. A lot of people have made a big fuss over the fact that the most notable thing about the CR-V is they brought the volume control knob back. I think that's not looking at the vehicle very carefully. Everything that you like about a CR-V has been improved. It's just really when you're looking at a small utility, you can't do better. You can do better in price, but I don't think you can buy a better vehicle.
The best large utility, and I totally agree with this choice. I had this vehicle for a week and thoroughly enjoyed it, the Mazda CX-9. If you haven't driven it, if you're in the market for a best large utility, you must put this vehicle on the list, John. They've done it so well.
It's beautiful. I mean, if you say that about a large crossover, it is a beautiful vehicle. They've been very forward-looking in the fact that it's now only four-cylinder powered, but you never miss the six in it. It replaces, obviously, a vehicle that was very long in the tooth. They had the old CX-9 for 10 years, and it lacked a lot of the newest technology. So they've made a quantum leap with the vehicle. It's got all of the latest safety technology in it for your family, but it's just a nice driving vehicle. Again, true to the Mazda mantra of Zoom Zoom. Can't say enough good things about it.
Great exterior styling and interior styling execution as well. And speaking of styling, Ian Callum is without question one of my favorite designers in all of the world. I haven't had a chance to drive this vehicle yet, but I'm waiting with bated breath to get behind the wheel of the Jag F-Pace. That's the best luxury utility for Motor Week's Driver's Choice Award 2017.
Pretty
Tell
amazing.
Us a little
you
bit
know,
about
their first, their Jaguar's first utility, and they since Jaguar is owned, you know, the same company owns Jaguar and owns Land and Range Rover, they could have just taken a Range Rover, put another body or even a badge on it and called it a day. They didn't do that. They took their new midsize chassis and have done not only a great looking vehicle, as you mentioned, but probably the best handling SUV or crossover I've ever driven. I think that's what just knocked us off right away. It was just how great this vehicle felt. So it completely lives up to the Jaguar heritage in a boxier, ready-to-go style. Great job.
Let's talk about minivans. There was a time when this segment was thriving. In recent times, it's fallen out of favor, but certainly your choice for best minivan is not only the best in the class right now, but I think, you know, should get people thinking about minivans once again, because Chrysler has done a great job with the new Pacifica.
You know, they made it look attractive. I mean, it is a very good-looking vehicle. But beyond that, everything that you like about a minivan is there. Plus, you know, Chrysler's the only one that has the fold and into the floor second-row seats, which right there puts it at the top of my list. Even the old one, I thought, was a market leader because of that. But now they put it into a package that's very sophisticated. The V6 engine has more than ample power. It's luxurious on the inside, even if you don't get the top-level trim. They've got all the accoutrements available from the safety aspects, also the, you know, the push your foot under the rocker panels and open the slide doors and the hatch. I just think they've done a great job. Plus, they have a plug-in hybrid model as well. So I'm not sure what else you want. It's going to be fun to watch them going up against the new Honda Odyssey, though, for next year's award.
Yeah, that will be an interesting battle. And speaking of battles, it's always a battle for the Driver's Choice Award for Best Pickup Truck for 2017. Which vehicle got the honor?
Well, we gave it last year to the Titan because of the XD, and this year basically the entire Titan lineup is being rolled out, and we think that if you're looking for an all-purpose pickup truck, you can't do better. It's a tweener. We understand that with the XD. It's not heavy-duty. It's not light-duty, but now with their light-duty models coming in and most recently now showing their extended cab, we think it deserves another look, and we think it one-ups just about everything else in the market.
Very good choice. And, of course, Fred Diaz, who kind of made the Ram brand for the FCA folks, is now with Nissan. And you can see Fred's stamp all over this Titan, and the fact that it's got an available turbo diesel engine also. Fred's a good friend, and I can definitely see his fingers all over these vehicles.
Well, yeah, I mean, he went in and basically looked at everybody else around there and said, we've got a big niche here that needs to be filled, and we're not having much success selling directly against the big three in a light-duty area. So let's do something they haven't done, which is do this tweener and do it successfully and make it look as big and brawny as any truck out there.
And that's so important to the truck buyer, that, face, that front of the truck, very important. Motor Week has been around 35 years. I can't believe it, 35 years. And, John, I know you're doing a bunch of stuff to celebrate that. And folks can go on to motorweek.org, and you've got a podcast you put together for folks to take a look at. I encourage folks to do so.
Thanks, Bob. I mean, it's 36 years of pure driving enjoyment, and obviously we do our podcast, and we do a video podcast once a month. So, not as doing as many podcasts as some people out there, but it's a good way to catch up with what we're doing.
Let's talk about the best overall of the year. This is the big award. How many years have you been doing this, John?
I'm not, off the top of my head, Bob, I don't remember when we first started doing our best of the year. And for those that aren't familiar with it, you have to win one of the other categories to be nominated. But frankly, you know, everybody else was picking a best of some variety, and we thought it gave the our audiences something to hang their hat on. You know, well, what do you like above all else? Well, this year, of course, it fell to the Chevrolet Bolt again, which won our green category. And the Bolt EV, for all the reasons we talked about before, just a standout. It basically is the new benchmark in electric vehicles, and it deserves all the accolades that we and everybody else can give it.
It certainly does. What a great engineering achievement. What a great price achievement. And to offer the type of versatility that you can get in a Tesla Model S, which for the most part, John, is a vehicle owned by folks who can afford a very expensive car, because those Model S vehicles scroll up very quickly. And eventually we'll see the Model 3. I really doubt that they'll hit their targets production-wise, but it's going to be interesting.
Oh, every bit of this business gets more interesting every day. That's why we stay in it day after day, right, Bob?
Absolutely. John, thank you, my friend, for being with us here today, and we look forward to getting you back and just talk some regular car stuff with you down the road.
Anytime, Bob. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you. That will do it for this hour of Auto World.
They wake me up every morning. Their tails are always wagging. They're just running constantly and chasing, you know, shadows and sticks. Their coats are much better. They're very happy dogs. If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
DINOVITE.com.
I have three dogs, golden retrievers, and I make their own food, ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico Chops. It takes a few minutes every week. Before the Dynavite, they were overweight. They slept all the time, so now they jump all over me when I'm putting it in their bowls. They're crazy about this food, and their vet said that it's so much healthier for them. Go check out Rescue Dogs. They're just waiting to be loved. Get them started on this Dynavite diet, the health food for animals, and you'll see amazing results.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.